volunteer courthouse observers serving to support immigrants at their hearings in Sacramento are being harassed and targeted by ICE agents, according to Mother Jones. Heidi Phipps, a courthouse observer with NorCal Resist, who usually volunteers at the Sacramento Immigration Court, is a witness and has firsthand experienced such harassment.
ICE agents rode an elevator with a fellow court observer while they were escorting immigrants out to make them feel safe. The ICE agents pressed all the buttons in the elevator. I saw two agents run up and down the stairwell adjacent to the elevator and laugh about it, all just to intimidate us observers and to scare the immigrants that were there in the waiting room. The agents were in plain clothes with no badges but pulled up neck gaiters to cover their faces. One ICE agent, when asked what his name is or badge number is, he will say he doesn't speak English, or he will say that he has an identical twin. One agent has been giving me unwarranted attention, commenting on my smile and identifiable features to the point I have to ask other court observers to walk me to my vehicle after court.
New court watch programs are popping up all over California, and existing programs are strengthening their efforts as ICE agents continue to arrest undocumented people after their immigration hearings. These programs are meant to act as eyes on the inside to ensure that nobody gets lost in the system and interactions with ICE agents are witnessed. Under federal law and the First Amendment, immigration court hearings are open to the public, but volunteers say that ICE agents are doing everything in their power to invoke fear and create a hostile environment for volunteers and immigrant families alike. In San Francisco, court watchers are not experiencing the same level of harassment as Sacramento volunteers, but they say that tensions have risen and that security has gotten tighter. Sanika Mahajan is Director of Community Engagement and Organizing at Mission Action, one of the dozen organizations of the Rapid Response Coalition, a Bay Area advocacy group that provides support to immigrants facing detention.
Even security inside the courthouses have been a lot more stringent with us about where we can stand, going inside the courthouses if we're there for a verification or accompaniment, and not like being in the hallway or the lobby, even though that's where we know the ICE agents are loitering. So it's definitely been more difficult, and even the security at the courthouse floors have been a lot more stringent.
The immigration court does not form part of the Department of Homeland Security. Therefore, inside the court, it's up to the judges and the security guards that work for the court to oversee who's allowed and what happens in the courtroom. KPFA reached out to the SF deputy court administrator, but there was no response by airtime. Sergio Lopez of the Contra Costa Immigrant Rights Alliance says ICE agents use private security officers to execute their agenda.
It's not ICE harassing volunteers, it's this security, private security. The way ICE put pressure on the volunteers is through the private security right now. So that's what they do. They don't force you to leave. They ask the private security to kick the person out of the court. Before, we were having a really good relation with the court staff, actually private security, and since the first time ICE came to the court, they started acting like that.
Organizers worry that ICE's fear tactics and private security's attitude will discourage volunteers from watching court hearings. Millie Atkinson, the director of Immigrant Legal Defense Program, says court observers are more important than ever, citing a growing need to witness interactions between federal agents and the public.
It is a very tense time, but I would still encourage people to sign up for their local court watch. We do want people to remain safe, but at the same time, it's important that we're documenting what's happening and the decisions that are being made in those courtrooms, and that is our right to be in those public hearings and to make sure that due process is upheld and people's rights are not being violated.
This is Sophia Rice-Alfani for Pacifica Evening News, KPFA.